Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, God's People and Our Choices. I chose today's devotional title, God's People and Their Choices, instead of saying good people and their choices, well, just to keep someone from having to wade through whether or not they're good or not. Now, there are people who are described as being good people in the scriptures, and of course we understand why they're good. The verse that we'd like to look at is found in Joshua 24, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I look at some of the choices that were made by people in the scriptures. And first of all, we'd like to address a man who made a choice that seriously affected his family and brought his family to no good end. And that is, of course, Lot, as we mentioned previously this week on the devotional, backsliders and their companions. Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom and eventually wound up in Sodom. He made the choice as to where he would live, and the place that he chose was a place that was going to bring death to his family. He made a bad choice. He looked out to where his business could prosper. And when he made that choice, his business, of course, did prosper so much so until he wound up being a part of the established the city council of Sodom, which was about to be destroyed. So a bad choice by a person who found himself being vexed daily with the wicked living of the people in the city in which he found himself. The second person we consider today on our devotional is that of Abigail, one of David's wives. She was married to a man, Nabal, very churlish man, a very stingy man, a selfish man, and she herself was a very generous woman, a woman who was concerned about others. And this choice here, she chose to try to help her husband in his drunken state and spared his life. And he was delivered from an early death. But when he came out of his drunken state and found out what his wife had done in providing for his protection, you see, David had done some work for him and his men, and they were coming to collect their paycheck. And this man, Nabal, said he didn't know David. He didn't want to pay him. So David told him to strap on their arms, fellas, get your swords, we're going. And Abigail heard about it, and she went and made peace and provided food for David. And this man, Nabal, wound up having a heart attack, hardness of his heart, so much so, until 10 days after he heard what had happened, he died. Abigail made the choice to do all that she could to help her husband. Then a third one, so that's a situation concerning a spouse. A third example is that of Solomon and his wives. The Lord had instructed him clearly, carefully, in the book of Deuteronomy, that he was not to multiply unto himself horses, not to increase gold in the land, and not to marry these wives that he did. But he did all three of these things against the clear teaching of the Word of God, and these choices that he made brought him, as wise as he was, to a very sad end. And he wound up being taken, being removed, having a shortened life, and because of the choices that he made against the counsel of God. And the fourth one, that one, by the way, was the kingdom was taken from him. He lost that which meant most to him. The fourth one is that of a prophet, an unnamed prophet. The Lord gave him a mission to do. He went out on this mission, and he delivered the message to Jeroboam the first, told him what God wanted him to tell, to be said. And then as he left, the old king, Jeroboam, of course, may not have been old at that time, decided to bid the man to stay. And he says, no, God told me not to stay in this place, not to go back the same way, not to eat anything here or drink any water here, and I'm leaving. So he left. But that brought him to a sad end because he disobeyed the Lord, sat down under a tree, was overtaken, and the choice he made meant his life. Let's see to it that we as Christians not do those things that destroy us. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.